Wisconsin. Good to have you along this morning. Our good morning time is 5 o'clock. That is news time from ABC.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Inflation continuing to ease. The government Tuesday reported a rise of just 0.1% in wholesale inflation from June to July, 2.2% year to year. Today we get the retail inflation snapshot.
Today's consumer price index is expected to show drops month to month and in year over year increases in what we're paying for just about everything. Tuesday's producer price index, which measures prices on the wholesale levels, reflected those trends. But as we've learned, these indices don't always move in tandem.
ABC's Daria Albinger. U.S. Middle East envoy Brett McGurk headed for Egypt, trying to get Hamas and Israel to show up for Gaza ceasefire talks Thursday. President Biden went to New Orleans to announce $150 million in grants to boost cancer research. U.S. Customs and Border Protection paying $45 million to settle allegations the agency discriminated against pregnant employees. This is ABC News. In Ocala, Florida, trial underway for Susan Lawrence, the white woman who fatally shot her black neighbor in a dispute.
In opening statements, the defense argued Lawrence fired the single gunshot through her locked door because she felt threatened, but prosecutors pointed to inconsistencies in Lawrence's story and behavior. The 911 call that day was played in court, Lawrence sounding hysterical.
Oh my God, this little tried to break down my door.
But the deputy who transported her for questioning testified that her demeanor was indifferent.
ABC's Lionel Moise. Huey Lewis to star in a mockumentary about himself. Deadline.com reported Fox will develop a half-hour series, Whatever Happened to Huey Lewis, based on him navigating his life after being diagnosed with hearing loss that's left him unable to sing. The series described is also starring Lewis's codependent family and eccentric celebrity friends. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Sunshine early today, then a few clouds building in, still quite warm, a high of 83. Tonight, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms by late evening, a low of 65. Thursday, variable clouds and muggy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, a few of which could be heavy, a high of 78. Thursday night, scattered thunderstorms tapering to a few light showers, a low of 65. Friday, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of spotty showers, and a high of 76. 79 and partly sunny on Saturday. In Richland Center, a bit of light fog after a midnight reading of 65. We are down from that to the current mark, which is 59 degrees. Today is Wednesday, August 14th. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see? What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we
got sent home from school one day with a shiner on my eye. Fighting was against the rules and it didn't matter why. When Dad got home, I told that story just like I'd rehearsed. Then stood there on those trembling knees and waited for the worst. And he said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. When I became a father in the spring of 81, there was no doubt that stubborn boy was just like my father's son. And when I thought my patience had been tested to the end, I took my daddy's secret and I passed it on to him. I said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. I said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates. When suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. If they know half the things I've done, they'll never let me in. And then somewhere from the other side, I heard these words again. And they said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. You see, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen.
George Strait, as we start the day in a positive way, and love without end, amen. Before that, our national anthem sung by Leanne Rimes. Hello, friends. Good morning. It's Wednesday morning already, and we're here to tell you about all the things going on in southwest Wisconsin. We'll have details on election results from yesterday's primary as the morning goes on, and details on a Brewer loss last night. The Brewers, so far, no match for the Dodgers. The two of the four-game series, two of them have gone the way of the Dodgers. We'll have more details in about 10 minutes this morning. But right now it is time to start the chores, officially. Let's get it going. This is Denny Dean.
He's black tie and I'm blue collar. He's gold card and I'm silver dollar. Still brothers all the same. Friends, something happened on the road we traveled. We took the highway, I stayed on the gravel. But the family ties didn't unravel, and I know they never will. Cause he's black tie and I'm blue collar. He's golden card and I'm silver dollar. Steering brothers all the same. Ever we remain, 'cause we share the family name. coast. It's quite a distance, but we're still close. 1,000 miles from pillar to post. He's always been there when I need him most. We may not always see eye to eye, but we work it out by and by. We'll be brothers till the day we die. Best of buddies till the end.
Be better to your baby, and you'll have a better baby. Better love her or she'll walk out on you. Be better to your baby and you'll have a better baby. And if you don't, I'll steal her love, doggone you. And lest I should forget, give her the best love she can get. 'Cause if you don't, she's bound to get unhappy. So be better to your baby, and you'll have a better baby. And if you don't, I'll steal her love by cracking. Oh, buddy, now. And you'll have a kinder baby. And if you want her love, you'll have to earn it. Be better to your baby, and you'll have a better baby. And if you don't, I'll steal her love, Dad, burn it. And lest I should forget, give her the best love she can get. And you haven't been doing that exactly. So be better to your baby, and you'll have a better baby. And if you don't, I'll steal her love by cracking.
Ernest Tubb on the Light in the Milk House Show, 5:14 the time, and 59 degrees the temperature. A reminder, looking ahead at community calendar, mark this for tomorrow. An Impact Life blood drive will be held from 10 until 3 at the Richland Hospital in Pippin Hall Thursday. Appointments are appreciated but not required. To make an appointment, call Impact Life at 800-747-5401 or visit bloodcenter.org. The Richland County Beef Wagon will be at Napa Auto in Richland Center Thursday and Friday from 11 until 4. And the Richland Center Lions monthly car cruise and burgers night has been moved from Thursday night of this week until Thursday, August 29th from 5 until 8 at the Richland County Fairgrounds. So be aware of that, the possibility of some rainy or inclement weather coming up on Thursday. And this Thursday's mobile food pantry at Eagle School has been canceled and will not be rescheduled for this month. From our community calendar today, 5:15 the time, this is Bill Anderson.
I'm not looking for a sweetheart, just a gentle lady friend, someone I can softly turn to when I need to now and then. When my head gets kinda tangled and my soul is lying bare, I reach over in the corner of my life and I find you waiting there. You're a number I can phone, you're a letter I can write, you're my water when I'm thirsty in the middle of the night. You're a warm and tender body, you're a woman, not a wife, and just knowing you has brightened the corner of my life. Special kind of feeling when we're simply touching hands. There's a special kind of comfort knowing someone understands. I'm no knight in shining armor, I'll never carry you away, but you're filling up the corner of my life in the nicest kind of way. You're a number I can phone, you're a letter I can write, you're my water when I'm thirsty in the middle of the night. Warm and tender body, you're a woman, not a wife, and just knowing you has brightened the corner of my life. I can't count the ways you've brightened all the corners of my life.
Bill Anderson on the Light in the Milk House Show. A look at sports is next.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
A look at sports today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Shohei Ohtani hit his National League leading 37th home run, and the Los Angeles Dodgers finished with four homers in a 7-2 win over the Brewers that extended their winning streak to five games. Gavin Lux and Andy Pages hit a two-run home run each during a five-run fourth inning that gave the Dodgers a 7-1 lead. Will Smith also homered as the National League West leading Dodgers improved to 71-49, matching the Cleveland Guardians for the best record in the majors. The Dodgers' Gavin Stone allowed one run on three hits in five innings, striking out six with no walks. William Contreras homered for the Brewers for his second night in a row. In other action from the National League, the Cardinals lost to Cincinnati 4-1. Miami 5-0 over Philadelphia. San Diego 3-0 over Pittsburgh. Arizona 4 and Colorado 3. Atlanta 4-3 over San Francisco. In the American League, Detroit 15, Seattle 1. Houston 3, Tampa Bay 2. Boston 9, Texas 4. Minnesota 13-3 over Kansas City. The Yankees 4, the White Sox 1. Toronto 6-1 over the Angels. Interleague action, it was Cleveland downing the Cubs 2-1. Washington 9, Baltimore 3. Oakland 9-4 over the Mets. Minnesota Vikings rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy has a torn meniscus in his right knee that will require surgery. He was hurt during his preseason debut when he went for 11 for 17 and 188 yards and two touchdowns with one interception against Las Vegas. This update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage is a family-owned business and open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays 8 to noon. J&J Recycling and Salvage, if it's here, it's for sale. Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 800-362-3500.
All right, it's time to really get serious today. It's aerobic polka time from the Light in the Milk House show. Here we go! There you go, Whoopi John Wilfart, and a little tune called the Julita Polka, getting you going there, lighting it up this morning on the old Light in the Milk Cow Show. Here's a little shuffle from our buddy Bobby G. Rice.
You were mine for just a while, now you're putting on the style, and you've never once looked back.
Jack Green and Jeannie Seely on WRCO Radio. Today's high around 83, sunshine early, and then a few clouds building in. Tonight, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms. Late, a low of 65. Tomorrow, muggy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. A few showers and thunderstorms could be heavy Thursday, a high of 78. In Richland Center this morning, we're at 59 degrees. The time is 5:30.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
Drought-free, emerging export market, and CONAB corn cut. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Once you plant Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans in your field, harvest will never be the same. Enter a new era of performance at pioneer.com/new era. A climatologist says growing conditions have been favorable across most areas of the Corn Belt.
Generally speaking, most of the Corn Belt has remained drought-free for the entire summer.
Eric Hunt with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln says precipitation has been above average the last 90 days in several key U.S. growing states.
We actually had quite a bit of shower and thunderstorm activity from Iowa into Illinois and into parts of Indiana, so a lot of this area was pretty wet. Matter of fact, I think there were some places in southern Illinois that might have had their wettest July on record.
Soybean export business is growing in Uzbekistan. Minnesota farmer Patrick O'Leary says he was in the Central Asian country last week for the arrival of about 150 tons of U.S. soy meal.
It's a very small thing, but it was really our pilot to see, can we actually get the product there and how well does it go and what the customers think. And fortunately, it went quite well.
It's the second shipment of U.S. soy meal to Uzbekistan since 2022. And O'Leary tells Brownfield the market has significant potential.
Maybe a million metric tons in that region in the upcoming years here. And a lot of desire in Uzbekistan, especially to have expansions in their poultry production and their dairy production.
Brazil's equivalent of the USDA has lowered that nation's corn production estimate due to weather issues in some key growing areas. CONAB now has Brazil's total corn crop at 115.6 million tons, fractionally lower than July, on a reduction in yield and harvested area for the first crop, canceling out a slightly higher guess for the second crop due to a bigger harvested area figure. And a farm safety organization is urging families to be very careful as grain bin cleaning and filling season arrives. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more from Wisconsin's Farm Technology Days.
Brian Cool with Progressive Agriculture tells Brownfield people die every year from grain bin engulfment.
And the easiest way to prevent that is just to stay out of the grain bins.
Cool is working with the FFA state officer team to demonstrate how dangerous gravity boxes and grain bins can be.
But our hope is that because it's hands-on, because it creates that interest level, that they'll go home and tell their parents about it. Tell their parents what they learned, tell their parents about those dangers, and hopefully keep their parents out of those grain bins as well.
Cool says it doesn't take much grain for someone to get into serious trouble.
Once you get past that knee level, thigh level, you're to a point where you're going to need help getting out. You will not be able to get out of that grain by yourself.
Progressive Agriculture offers many types of farm safety training throughout the U.S. and Canada. From Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
And I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snow blowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snow blowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Another slow day for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Tuesday. Not a big surprise. Bids remain elusive. Asking prices were around $187 to $188 live in the south, while the north was quiet. Look for significant trade volume to hold out until the latter half of the week. At the Callaway Livestock Center in Missouri, feeders sold with a lower undertone. Slaughter cattle were steady. Receipts were up from the previous week and about steady on the year. Medium and large one feeder steers, 753 to 599 pounds. brought 301.50 to 314.50. Feeder steer 652 to 694 pounds, brought 265 to 289.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers 558 to 599 pounds, brought 274 to $285. And feeder heifer 601 to 647 pounds, brought 254.75 to 267.50. Box beef closed higher with good demand for moderate off ranks. Choices up $1.10 at $316.93. Select closed 44 cents higher at $300.61. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head even on the week and down about 4,000 on the year. Cash hogs ended the day higher with a fairly solid negotiated run. Processors were more aggressive in their procurement efforts Tuesday and bid up to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, helping provide some price support. However, there are concerns about the strength of domestic demand long term, and that adds uncertainty to the market. The industry is also watching the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 69 cents higher with a weighted average of 83.17. The Iowa Minnesota was up 24 cents with a weighted average of 83.24, and the Western Corn Belt closed 31 cents higher with a weighted average of 83.31. Pork values closed about steady, up 6 cents at $100.33. Bellies were sharply higher, ribs were firm. Loins, hams, butts, and picnics were all lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 482,000 head even on the week and about even on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up, waiting for direct business to develop. Contracts were oversold, and there was support from stronger box beef prices. And lean hog futures ended the day lower on technical selling as concerns about long-term demand linger. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compeer Financial's AgriMindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag, and you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compeer's next AgriMindset webinar at compeer.com/register. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
Direct cattle business was quiet Tuesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady to $6 higher. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans and corn were lower on the USDA's record yield projections. September beans were 24 lower at 947 and a quarter. November was down 23 and a half at 962 and a half. September corn was 5.5 lower at 377 and 3 quarters. December was down 4 and a quarter at 397 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were up with box beef higher at midday ahead of direct business. October live was 72 higher at 180.75. December was up $1.35 at 180.30. September feeders were 267 higher at 242.17. And on technical selling, October hogs were down $1.47 at 72.85. December lean was 132 lower at 64.75. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Just when you thought America's farmers are all deeply depressed about their economic prospects, this comes along. Details today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
So many news outlets, and Farm to Fork is one of them, have been reporting how worried farmers are these days about their economic survival prospects. Now, the Purdue University Ag Economy Barometer comes along with news that farmers are actually kind of optimistic. Purdue Ag Economist Jim Minter.
And that was a surprise. I certainly wasn't expecting a rise in the barometer this month. The bigger surprise, I guess, was both of the sub-indices, the index of current conditions and the index of future expectations, were up. The current condition index up 10 points compared to last month. Future expectations up 7 points compared to June.
Mintert's colleague, Michael Langemeyer.
I was definitely surprised, particularly with the index of current conditions. When you project net returns for corn and soybeans in 2024, I think this could be one of the worst years in terms of net returns since 2007.
Yet the July Ag Barometer, a survey of farmer sentiment, showed improvement over the June reading almost across the board. Another aspect of the farmer survey sheds some light on the reasons why some ag equipment makers are laying off workers. And I'll share that tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. Bloomington Livestock hosts feeder cattle sales on Fridays at 9 a.m. The Friday sale will be a combination sale, special Holstein and Angus Cross and beef new crop calf yearling sale. For more information, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call today.
Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with the Brownfield Dairy Update. U.S. milk powder is being targeted for countervailing tariffs by the South American government of Colombia, which claims U.S. milk powders are subsidized by the government. Shauna Morris with the U.S. Dairy Export Council tells Brownfield there's no basis for Colombia's complaint.
In a word, politics. It's as simple as that.
Morris says a similar effort was made by Colombia's dairy industry before, but this time it's the government that has issued the notice.
It means that the other country is alleging that there are subsidies by the exporting party that are making the product being exported, so in this case, U.S. milk powder, cheaper than it should be. That is, of course, baseless. There's absolutely no foundation to these arguments.
She says no U.S. milk powder products receive government subsidies. Morris says the U.S. and Colombia have a free trade agreement in place that has been beneficial to both countries. She says Colombia's domestic dairy industry cannot meet the demand without importing a significant amount of milk powder. The letter also says imported milk powder products and domestically produced fluid milk are not interchangeable ingredients in food manufacturing, so the Colombian claim is unfounded. Checking markets, September Class 3 milk futures on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange closed 45 cents higher Tuesday at 21.13. October was up 41 cents at 21.57. November, 28 higher at $21 even. December through February contracts, 12 to 18 cents higher Tuesday. Dry whey was unchanged at 56 and a quarter. Blocks were up 2 cents to 202. Barrels up 7 at 216. Butter down 2 cents at 312. And non-fat dry milk up a penny and three quarters at 123 and a quarter Tuesday. For more, visit brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Hot summer days are a part of the routine for all of us. For some, it means a chance to relax by the pool or enjoy air-conditioned comfort. Our local farm families seldom have downtime this time of year. They're not asking for special treatment, but they'd sure appreciate your support when you head to the store. This message in support of agriculture is a service of Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center, ready to serve you 24/7, 365 with the knowledge and expertise to keep your water running. Hillsborough Equipment, from the tractor in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard. They service it all, any make, any model. Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel has the products and expertise to keep your vehicles and equipment running and working. And Pine River Veterinary Clinic of Richland Center provides small animal and livestock health care and on-the-farm ultrasound service.
5:45, good morning. Today we'll get some sunshine early and then a few clouds will settle in. Still, it will be quite warm, a high of 83. Tonight, cloudy, showers and thunderstorms by late evening, low of 65. There could be some heavier showers and thunderstorms on Thursday with a high of 78. Right now in Richland Center with some fog that has settled in, we're at 59 degrees. That's how it stacks up weather-wise today as we get Wednesday off and running. This is Stonewall Jackson.
Mama would rock me in my cradle in them old cotton fields back home. When I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in my cradle in them old cotton fields back home. Now when them cotton bolls get rotten, you can't pick very much cotton in them old cotton fields back home. It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in them old cotton fields back home. When I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in my cradle in them old cotton fields back home. When I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in my cradle in them old cotton fields back home. Now when them cotton bolls get rotten, you can't pick very much cotton in them old cotton fields back home. It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in them old cotton fields back home. When I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in my cradle
in them old cotton fields back home. When I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in my cradle in them old cotton fields back home. Now when them cotton bolls get rotten, you can't pick very much cotton in them old cotton fields back home. It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in them old cotton fields back home. In them old cotton fields back home. In them old cotton.
Classic Johnny Cash on WRCO, Light in the Mill Cow Show. Tony's update on weather is coming up this morning in just a little bit. It looks like a pretty nice summer day, typical day today, and then a rainy day tomorrow. So make plans accordingly. Maybe this is the yard mowing day today or the hay baling day. Here are the O'Kanes.
Find a way to say goodbye. I can't stop my heart from loving you. Though you treat me badly and make me blue, I try and try, I really do. But I just can't stop my heart from loving.
I tell myself I'm gonna go. I pull out my bag, I pack up my clothes, and I write a note that says we're through, but I always end up tearing it in two.
I can't stop my heart from loving. Treat me badly and make me blue. I try and try, I really do, but I just can't stop my heart from loving you.
Oh, tell me why, oh why can't I leave? What kind of
stop my heart from loving you. Though you treat me badly and make me blue, I try and try, I really do, but I just can't stop my heart from loving you. I can't stop my heart.
O'Kanes on WRCO, Light in the Mill Cow Show. Today, it is 6 minutes before six.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Both calves and fleshy slaughter cows are steadier, with the thin, poor-yielding cows weaker at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold up to $655, crossbred calves up to $800 and down. The fleshy beef cows sold from $136 to $147, with the thinner cows $98 to $129. bulls, 128 to 157. We marketed 147 head of cattle at our last feeder sale. Holstein steers ranged from 160 to 245, beef steers 220 to 310, and beef heifers 2 to 250. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, August 16th. If you have dairy, feeder, or slaughter cattle to sell, consider Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Darren Colton or Jim will do their best to get you the top dollar for your livestock.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like another great summer day out there with calm conditions and plenty of sunshine early, a few more clouds by the afternoon. As low pressure out in the Plains States draws closer, this will likely spread rain and thunderstorms into our region by late this evening, continuing on and off through tomorrow, with generous rain amounts expected, probably at least an inch. Localized 1.5 inches or 2 inches not out of the question, and there's even a risk of some severe weather tomorrow afternoon and evening over southern Wisconsin, so be sure to check in for updates on that. Now by Friday, the brunt of the rain will be east of us, but still a few spotty showers are possible. Over the weekend itself, looking like dry conditions with seasonably warm temperatures continuing. Early next week could turn more humid again. Looks like a front will be dangling across the Midwest for the first half of next week, could provide some isolated showers. Today's forecast, sunny early, then a few clouds building in. High temperature near 83, southeast wind up to 10. Cloudy tonight with showers and thunderstorms by late evening, low at 65. Variably cloudy and muggy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. A few could be heavy tomorrow with a high of 78. Southeast to south wind 10 to 16. Thursday night, scattered thunderstorms diminishing to a few lighter showers, low in the mid-60s. On Friday, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of spotty showers, high temperature about 76. Saturday, partly sunny, high 79 degrees. Sunday, lots of sunshine and warm, high about 82. Monday, partly sunny and more humid, slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high 82. And Tuesday, partly cloudy, cooler and less humid, with a high near 76. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. Currently in Richland Center, we're at 59 degrees. Yesterday's high was 83. The record high, 96 in 1944. The record low for August 14th, 36 in 1964. Last year's high, 71.
the low 62. Sunset will happen at 6 minutes after 8 this evening. Sunrise time this morning will be at 5 minutes past 6. Right now, the temperature remains steady and the barometer reading at 3010. Also, the fog has really settled in again.